Randy Rhoads loved the sound of classical guitar. This piece, D, is played on an acoustic gut string, or nylon string as we call it, and has references to many styles of classical guitar. There's romantic harmonies, baroque harmonies, and even Renaissance court music. Let's look at the first phrase. That very first figure will become a motif. In other words, it will recur again later in the piece. Next, we've got a series of arpeggios which outline the B minor, the G, and the A chords. The recurring motif, played with a slight variation, and now a series of descending tenths. Into this G chord, which is our first real open string chord we've had thus far, to an A chord, D with F sharp in the bass with an unusual finger picking, followed by this quick passage into a secondary dominant chord. These were particularly effective from the Baroque period, Bach, and later on. And this, as any student of classical guitar would know, is almost a direct quote from Bach's Bourée in E minor. That's a contrary bass line movement. Now the melody crosses and the bass line descends. And we have the reverse. In other words, we have the melody while the bass answers it. Together they sound like this, followed by an E minor arpeggiation. Watch your fingers here. And again, we have a very standard device in classical music, the secondary dominant used for the second time. This time it's an E7 with a G sharp in the bass pushing towards A7. Let's hear that starting from the E minor so that you can hear the harmonic transition. You should be able to hear that as an E chord, starting with E minor, to E7 with G sharp in the bass, to A7. Now let's hear that again in its arpeggiated form. This time the harmonics seem to imply the key of G or E minor, giving us what we call a half cadence. That means it wants to be resolved. And indeed it does by this series of pull-offs. Let's look at that again. In classical guitar technique, it's very standard to use your thumb for all of those passages. So don't hesitate to use the thumb if it feels more comfortable for all three strings in a row. Now we have a movement to a D chord. This is the result of those harmonics which gave us the half cadence. Now we're resolving to D, which is the tonal center of the piece. Again, we have that half cadence sound which wants to set up the tonality of D. In those two interludes, we have parallel thirds, which is a more romantic style of guitar playing associated with 19th century classical guitar as opposed to the 18th Baroque century we've been studying before. This phrase requires a bit more technique. Our return to the texture of the tenths, those were the tenths, and again we have them one more time. Our final cadence closing, starting with the A7, is. And the final harmonics are the same harmonics which opened the piece, outlining a D6 chord. An important point to consider before you try playing this piece is to get familiar with classical finger-picking style on acoustic guitar. preferably a nylon string, which is more traditional, a little bit easier to learn finger picking on due to the string spacing. It's important to go through simpler pieces and master the basics of finger picking before attempting this one, which has so many multi-textured finger picking sections.